Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over some common mistakes you can make in the wintertime with your pool care. It's very easy to neglect your pool when daylight saving kicks in, it's darker earlier, and the weather starts to turn ugly. Either you have rain or it's really cold out. Sometimes you may even get some snow. So it's very easy to neglect your pool in the wintertime in the regions where we leave our pools open all season long. So I'm going to cover some common mistakes that you can make and how to avoid those in this podcast. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partners since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. One of the mistakes that you can make is not having the proper cover on the pool. You want to make sure the cover is in great shape and really good working condition. There are no holes or tears in it, because if any debris gets in there during the winter time, it could really turn the pool ugly when you take the cover off. So make sure the cover is secure. This podcast is mainly for those in the regions like California, Nevada, Arizona, Florida, parts of Texas, all those areas where we don't close our pools off. New Mexico, I suppose, is in there also. Basically, for the regions of the country where we don't cover our pools, disconnect the equipment and turn everything off. These are the areas where you're going to keep the pool open all year round. So it's very easy in these areas to take a very lackadaisical attitude towards the pool in the wintertime. And for obvious reasons, you're not using it. It's cold outside, so you don't think you have to do much to the pool. But in fact, in these regions, the pool care is year round. And that's why pool service providers, pool service companies will service the pool year round in these areas for many reasons. So firing your pool service or discontinuing service in the wintertime is not optimal. I wouldn't suggest doing that. One of the ways that we balance out our rates as we charge the customers and our pool routes out here in California is that we base it off of a whole year of service monthly. The monthly rate is based on the whole year. So the rate is kept low for that reason, because we lose money in the summertime because of the chemical costs. We're putting in more chemicals in the summer. We make up for that in the winter with less chemicals. And then both seasons, summer and winter, they're a little bit different as far as pool care. In the winter, there's a lot more debris that gets in the pool. And there's other factors in the wintertime that are not present in the summer. So it's a good idea to keep the pool service all year round. If you're on a really tight budget and you really do need to cut the pool service, it's understandable. But just to cut it in the wintertime because of the weather not being optimal for pool use, it's probably not the best idea, and I'll go over some of those reasons here. And of course, if you're a homeowner taking care of your own pool, these are some practical tips for you to care for your pool in those winter months. So the first thing that you're going to run into is the chemistry balance in the pool. Yes, the pool is going to require a lot less chlorine because the water temperature is cold, but don't neglect checking the chlorine level even if you're not using it. Just keep an eye on the chlorine level in the pool, because the organic debris, the leaves that get in there, can actually stain the plaster if the chlorine level is too low in your pool in the wintertime. So keep that in mind. You want to keep a good chlorine level in your pool. You don't have to keep it at 5 or 10 parts per million. But if you keep it at, you know, 2 or 3 parts per million, that's fine. And also be aware that if you have an attached spa to the pool and you're going to be using it in the wintertime, you want to definitely make sure that the pool water is safe to use and use in your spa. Since it shares the same water as your pool, if you let your pool zero out in chlorine level in the wintertime and then go to use your spa, you're going to be using your spa with no chlorine in there. So keep that in mind also if you have an attached spa with your pool, that the chlorine level is pretty critical, especially if you're going to use your attached spa during the wintertime. Also, the pH is really important in the wintertime for cold water. In most regions, we'll use the LSI, saturation index. This will tell you if the pool is scale forming or corrosive. So if you're not keeping an eye on the pH in the cold water, scale will form actually a lot faster in that water temperature with the LSI chart or formula. You can find it online on different apps that will help you calculate it for your pool. But rest assured that in the wintertime, you're going to have to add acid to the pool to control the pH, just as you would do in the summertime. So you just can't stop adding acid to your pool in the winter just because it's cold outside or if it's raining outside. Those are not good reasons. And of course, if you stop pool service in the wintertime, no one's going to be adding anything to your pool unless you're taking care of it yourself. So make sure that you add the muriatic acid or the dry acid to your pool to keep the pH and alkalinity in range in your pool in the wintertime. It's also a great time to treat the scale in your pool in the wintertime. So you can use a product like EasyCare Scale Tech to treat any scale that's on the pool. And if you're a little more aggressive with the pH and alkalinity, keeping it in balance and using a product like the Scale Tech in your pool, you can really help with the scaling on the surface of the pool. Not so much as the scaling on the tile of the pool. That's probably another story in itself. But as far as like the pool surface, if you notice scaling on it, in the wintertime, it's a great time to attack that scale and get it under control. And so the bottom line, in the wintertime, you're going to have to check the chlorine level as well as the pH and alkalinity in your pool and make sure you keep that in balance all season long. Again, just because the water is cold doesn't mean you can neglect the chemistry of the water. So keep an eye on that with your pool. Another thing that happens in the wintertime if you don't have a service is that you'll leave debris in the pool. And I see this often on accounts in the wintertime where the homeowner's taking care of the pool. They're not going out there because the weather's cold. They get home maybe after it gets dark. And so a lot of debris will be sitting in the pool. And this has the potential to stain the surface of your pool, depending on the amount of debris in there, how long you leave it in there for, especially dirt that would blow in there. Here in California, we have Santa Ana winds pretty much all fall through the winter. And the dirt here has a lot of metals in them, so there may be some iron or another form of metal in the dirt that blows in your pool. So if you leave it on the bottom of your pool, you don't have an automatic cleaner that would pick it up, and you leave it in there for 2 or 3 months, there's a really good chance that you're going to have a pretty bad stained bottom of your pool. You'll see a brown discoloration that won't come out unless you drain it and acid wash the pool. So it's really critical to keep your pool clean of debris. Now the leaf debris will definitely stain the plaster, but in most cases the organic staining will come off once you raise the chlorine level up. There's also products you can add to get rid of the organic staining quickly. Hasa has a great product called Super Stain Out that removes organic stains really well in the pool, and that'll take any kind of marks the leaves will leave in there or any kind of acorns. But raising the chlorine level up in the pool certainly will take care of any kind of organic staining. What you have to worry about is the dirt in the pool just sitting there and not being cleaned up, because that's what can really stain the pool surface. So if you have if you live in an area where it gets windy in the winter time and your pool is getting dirty, make sure you do the weekly maintenance of the pool by cleaning it out. I guess a good shortcut for this is, of course, a good automatic pool cleaner in your pool that pick up the dirt. That way it doesn't stain your pool. So I suggest, in the least, invest in a suction side pool cleaner that you can throw in there in the winter time, and that can keep your pool free of the dirt in there. If you don't have time to manually vacuum the pool, because again, you may get home when it gets dark in the wintertime, or the weather may not be appropriate. You may have a lot of rain in your area, or it may just be too cold to be out there working on the pool. Invest in a good automatic cleaner. That way, at least the leaves and dirt are being picked up in the wintertime. And along those same lines, you want to make sure that your pool's pump basket, as well as the skimmer basket, is maintained and cleaned on a weekly basis. If you live in an area where you get a lot of extra leaf debris in the wintertime, which is very common, you want to make sure that you empty out the skimmer basket, make sure the pump basket is not clogged up, so that the pool is actually running and flowing well in these winter months. So that's another critical aspect that you really need to be aware of, is the fact that even though the weather is not the greatest in the winter, you still have to go out there and clean out the skimmer baskets and the pump basket to make sure that the pool is flowing and working well. If you leave the skimmer basket full of debris, or if the pump basket gets clogged with debris, this could really affect your equipment. And it could cause your pump to actually burn out, and it's a really expensive repair or replacement. So you definitely don't want that to happen in the wintertime. So pool maintenance is the key in the winter also. You want to make sure you skim your pool, get the leaves out, have something either you can manually vacuum or have an automatic cleaner in there to get the dirt and debris off the bottom of the pool. That way it won't stain the pool. So those are important factors also. So if you're kind of tracking here, you still need to do just about everything you do in the summertime in the wintertime. But in the wintertime, it may be more difficult because of the inclement weather and also the fact that it gets darker earlier in most regions of the country. So definitely you want to keep an eye on the chemistry as well as the maintenance of the pool. Another thing that you want to make sure is that you're not running your pool too long. This is kind of the opposite of summertime. So in the summertime, you want to run your pool as long as you can. That way the water circulates and stays clear and safe for swimming. But in the wintertime, since the water temperature is a lot lower, algae tends not to grow in the water, and you don't use the pool anyway, so you can actually cut down the runtime in the wintertime to save money on your electricity bill. Of course, if you have a variable speed pump, you can make minor adjustments to that because you're already saving money with the variable speed pump, but I'm talking more or less to those pool owners that have a standard single speed pump. Now's the time to reduce your runtime. You can cut it back to maybe half the time you're running in the summertime, and that way you save on electricity costs. You don't want to cut it down too low, of course, and you're going to have bad water quality in the pool, but you can definitely cut it back because the water temperature is cooler in the wintertime. You don't need to run it as often as in the summertime. So dial back your pool runtime in the wintertime. You can ask your pool service provider, you know, what to reset your timer for you to lower down. Or if you take care of yourself, you can go into if it's an intermittent time clock, you can change the little trippers on there to lower the runtime. Or if you have an automated system, go in there and just change the schedule to lower the runtime down. So I recommend you do that to save electricity costs in the wintertime. That way you're not overrunning your pool when you don't need to in the wintertime. So ironically, on the flip side of running your pool less is the fact that if you have an automated system, it's going to come on automatically in freeze protect mode or freeze mode, whatever they call it, with your automated system or variable speed pump. It may come on by itself when the temp sensor registers a temperature. Typically, I think most at 37 degrees or lower, the air temperature will come on and run the pool because they're afraid of the water freezing and then freezing in the pipes. Which in most regions that don't close their pools, this rarely happens. So the freeze protect is mainly for those regions where you actually get freezing temperatures for long periods of time and the water could freeze in the pipe. So you want to have the pool running. And that's why they have the freeze protect mode that automatically turns on the system. It runs the pool for you and it may run it all night long for you so that the water doesn't freeze. So again, you want to run your pool less, but then again, you have the automated system that may come on. And the only system that you can bypass this on is the Hayward system currently. Maybe the updated newer versions of the automation that do have a bypass, but if you have an older automated system like an AquaLink system or an EasyTouch or IntelliTouch system, it's going to come on by itself. You can't override it. So what you can do is actually set your schedule to run in the coldest hours. So what I do for my customers that have automated systems that have the freeze protect mode, I'll set the pool to come on at 11 p.m. at night and then turn off at 8 or 9 a.m. Again, I did a podcast on not running your pool at night because there are a lot of factors that you're not aware of. There could be a leak or something could go wrong. But in order not to have your pool running 20 hours a day with an automated system, you may want to set it to run at nighttime on those nights on those weeks where it's going to get really cold and it's going to kick on. So just be aware that the temp sensor will register a low air temperature, which will cause the pool to come on and run your pool to prevent the water from freezing. In most cases, the water's not going to freeze. And even if it does, chances are it's not going to crack any pipes or break anything. The only thing that could really be affected are O-rings that will shrink and then expand again. There's some in the heater, there's some in the Jandy valves, some in the check valves, things like that may be affected. And you could have some leaks because the O-rings have cracked or broken. But it's one of those things that the manufacturer puts on the devices because they don't want to be liable for any kind of damage to your system. So therefore, the freeze protect mode will engage when the air temperature gets to a certain point. So the freeze protect mode is more of an irritant in most cases. For us pool service guys, we'll get calls all the time saying, hey, my pool is coming on at 1 in the morning and running all night at a higher speed. And you can actually lower down the freeze protect mode in some of the systems. I know in the Easy Touch, you can actually lower down the RPM so that if it does come on at 1 in the morning, it's not going to come on at 3100 RPMs or 3400 RPMs. It'll come on at 1800 RPMs so that you're not waking up the customer who has the pump right outside their bedroom window. So just be aware, if you have an automated system and your pool's coming on at, you know, midnight, 1 in the morning, it's probably because of the freeze protect mode. And again, to bypass that is difficult in most systems, but you can also do a workaround by running, setting your pool to run at nighttime at the coldest points during that time. And then once the air temperature warms up, go ahead and reset your system to run back during the daytime so you can keep an eye on everything. But that's just a little tip so that you're not running your pool all day long. Some people feel like they're using more electricity that way, and it's true, you are. So if you want to, you can actually set it to run at nighttime when the freeze protect mode is more likely to kick on in your automated system. But for those who don't have an automated system, you could run your pool a lot less in the wintertime. Chances are you live in an area where it's not going to affect it. If you do feel like you may have a problem with the water freezing in your pool, maybe you have really, really low air temperatures out there and the water has the potential to freeze, then of course you want to run your pool for that 24-hour period so that the water is that keeps circulating the water and it won't turn off. So if you do run into those situations where the pool water may freeze, definitely just kick your timer on and let it run for 24 hours until the weather warms up in that case. But in most of those regions, you're going to close your pool off anyway, and this won't be a problem. So of course, in those regions that get freezing, cold temperatures where the pool water can freeze, you're more than likely already have your pool winterized at that time. So that's not really an issue here. Another thing that happens in my region is that we get a lot of rain. We've had this for the last couple of years. We went through a big drought for a while, but now we're getting a lot of rain. And so the pool may have a very high water level during or after the rainstorm. And if you have successive rainstorms, one after the other, the pool water level can get so high that the water may even come out of the pool. So there are a few things you can do to correct this. Number one, you may have a hose spigot at your equipment area. You'll see it on top of the pump or right next to the pump. And this is designed so you can connect a garden hose to this particular device, or actually a hose spigot, bib, whatever you want to call it in your region. And then when the pump is running, you put a garden hose there and just open that up, and the water will drain out as the pump is running. So within, you know, an hour, you can drain out a couple inches of water pretty quickly. Now, if you don't have that at your equipment area, I do not suggest putting it in backwash mode and backwashing the water out. Backwashing the pool filter, it's only designed to be in backwash mode for only a minute or maybe a minute and a half, and not longer than that. Otherwise, you have a chance of actually cracking or breaking the grids or ripping the grids. Now, if you have a filter with a multi-port valve, you can definitely drain your pool in waste mode. Just turn on your pump. Well, actually turn the valve to waste mode, then turn on your pump, and then drain the water out, and that's perfectly fine. But if you have a piston push-pull type where the backwash valve is located on the bottom of the filter, you definitely don't want to use that to drain your pool down. In the case where you don't have any of this because you have a cartridge filter, you definitely want to invest in a sump pump or submersible pump. And you can get a good one for maybe, or utility pump is also a good choice. They're a little smaller. You can get one of these for, you know, $60 or $80, and you just drop it. You hook a garden hose to it, plug it in, drop it in your pool. Typically, I'll leave it on a step of the pool. I won't drop it to the bottom of the pool. So any seating area or step area that's down a couple feet or a foot in, you can put the submersible pump or utility pump there, turn it on, and then it'll actually pump the water out for you. This comes in handy if you live in a region where you're going to get successive rainstorms and the pool may overflow. Now, in some cases, it's not really a danger. It's just really messy because all the dirt around the pool gets washed in. Or if you don't have drains, it may even run into your house. So those are the dangers of having the pool too full. It's not going to cause any structural damage to the pool. It's just going to make the pool very messy, and it may flood your backyard or your house depending on where the pool sits and if you have the proper drainage. So you definitely want to have a submersible pump or utility pump if you don't have a way of draining it down, either at the equipment area with a hose spigot built into the plumbing, or with a backwash, multi-port backwash valve that has a waste mode where you can actually get the water out safely without damaging the filter. So again, the water level may rise rapidly in the wintertime, and you need to have a way to remove the water from your pool. A lot of times you can just leave the water in your pool, even if it's really high, and it may even be right up to the coping. The only downside to this is that, of course, the pool is not going to skim properly because the water level will be above the skimmer opening. But that's not a major drawback. If you want to leave the water there and you know that it's going to eventually evaporate or go down by itself at that point, it's not a big deal. Just keep in mind that the pool won't skim properly because the water will be above the skimmer opening. And so you may not have the surface skimmed as well on top by leaving the water level high in your pool. So it's always a good idea to have some way to drain down the water so that even if it doesn't overflow your pool, you can drain it down to a point where the skimmer is actually working and picking up surface debris in the wintertime. And I'll close with one last mistake that a lot of people will make if they're first-time pool owners, or if they bought a house or are renting a house with a pool and they've never had a pool before. And this is heating the pool in the wintertime for a party or some event. And let's say that the water temperature is, 55 or 60 degrees, and you want to heat it to 85 degrees. You're more than welcome to do that. It may take, the whole day to do that, or a day and a half to do that. However, you're going to be getting a pretty big gas bill for that 1 or 2 days you have your heater running, heating the pool from the 50 degree range up to the 80 degree range. So keep that in mind in the wintertime, that it's not like the summertime where the pool's at 75 or 78 degrees, you want to raise it to 85. In the wintertime, if the pool is at 55 degrees and you want to raise it to 85, that's a 30 degree difference. And the pool heater is going to have to run for a very long time to heat that up. And if you want to maintain it for a few days, the air temperature is going to drop down the temperature, and the heater is going to kick on again very often, a lot more often than in the summertime. So expect a pretty large gas bill for heating your pool in the wintertime. Typically, you're looking at maybe, $150 to $300, depending on how big your pool is and how long you have it running for that 2 or 3 day period. So I would not recommend heating your pool in the wintertime. I definitely would just heat up the spa if you have an attached spa, and just not use the pool in the wintertime, unless, of course, you really need to if you're having an event or a party. Just budget that in there. Budget $300 for the pool heater for those 2 or 3 days in your estimate for your party. Otherwise, you're going to be in for a big surprise if you try to heat your pool in the wintertime for a long period of time. So I hope you found those tips helpful for maintaining your pool in the wintertime. Of course, if you need more help with your pool care, check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have a lot of helpful links and web pages there. I also have an ebook available for $9.99 that you can order at swimmingpoollearning.com. And if you are in the pool service industry and you're looking for more help with your business, you're starting out, or if you just want to fine-tune things, you can definitely join my coaching program. And for $10 a month, you can text me. For $20 a month, you can call me. There's also a lot of other great benefits for being part of the coaching group. You can learn more about that at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.